O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain, here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football. Paris! 9 a.m. on Sunday, February 1st, 1970, a live Europe 1 special radio transmission.
Vous êtes formidable.
You are great. An audience is always the essential figure in any performance. And you will transform something normal into something miraculous through your greatness.
Vous êtes formidable.
After 10 years away, Pierre Belmar was back on the air and sending out an appeal to the masses. His tone was solemn. His message, one of urgency. The stakes were high. It was finally time to bring football to Paris. Guy Adon, PSG's former sports coordinator, recalls the words of the star host.
There was a sentence of his which was exceptional. If the Parisian people do not embrace the drama which awaits them, then imagine a boat going up the Seine, carrying red earth from Parc des Princes to its final resting place. It was truly magical, extraordinary. It was Shakespearean. It was whatever you wanted it to be.
Pierre Belmar then added, if we are to avoid this, we have the solution. And it is over to Mr. Guy Croissant to speak. The club vice president stepped up to the microphone and launched the Paris Football Club operation, as his son Bruno Croissant recalls.
He was a born speaker. He was someone with exceptional words and lots of charisma. He developed, he explained that there were no more Parisian soccer clubs. Parc des Princes was under threat of being torn down. There was a strong desire as Marseille, Lyon, Saint-Étienne, and all the big cities already had recognized clubs. Paris, paradoxically, no longer had a club. He was very clear in saying that the capital does not have a club. It's just not right, and we're here to fix exactly that issue.
Rectifier cette erreur.
Along with President Pierre-Étienne Guyot, Croissant offered all Parisians and football lovers the chance to become part of the club and its ownership.
It really fired people up, and they decided to create this great club. They were in touch with some of the top leaders and players at the time. Ferrand, the recognized team journalist, arranged to meet with Real president Santiago Bernabeu, who essentially told him, you are starting from scratch, so you need socios. We have socios. You need Parisian socios for this club. He then added mischievously, who knows, later on you might even reach Real's current level. That is how this idea came about.
Listeners were invited to come and invest. Almost 150 collection points were set up throughout Paris and its suburbs. Guy Croissant, Calberson Business loaned trucks while cafes and restaurants were taken over. To make sure that it was a success, public figures lent their name and voices. Eddie Mitchell, Enrico Macias, Annie Cordy was singing Saint-Germain-en-Laye, while Mireille Mathieu belted out her greatest hits in Paris's 16th arrondissement. From 25 francs or more, people could join the Paris Football Club and be an integral part of this ambitious project. Meanwhile, on air, there was a slight hiccup.
Au bout de la première émission,
at the end of the first broadcast, the weather forecast came on before the 10 o'clock news. The rain came hammering down in Paris, and it was due to last all day. They were saying to stay indoors all day while Pierre Belmar was trying to get people to leave their homes to join the club. A technician came to see him during the news bulletin and told him, Pierre, we have a problem. The weather announcer is saying that it is terrible weather. Pierre Belmar then steps forward and gives friendly but firm instructions to the weather announcer just before 11 o'clock. Suddenly, the tune changes. There is no need to worry. The weather is clearing and looking good for the rest of the day. It's funny that the club's fate depending on such fine margins.
Parisians pour out into the streets.
The Paris Football Club operation launched by Pierre Belmar this morning was a success, with 7,382 football lovers responding to the appeal. 7,382 more members joined approximately the first 2,100 since the creation was announced. That is to say that the target figure of 10,000 members has more or less been met. With around 10,000 members, what does this mean? It means that Paris Football Club is already France's leading club, not in sporting terms, but based on its membership numbers.
1.5 million francs were collected, which reflected a groundswell of support to form the club. Yet it was still a modest sum for what was supposed to fund a great team. Back then, that sort of money could get you any player, but not a team. The leadership estimated that closer to 500 million was needed. Paris Council was ready to grant a subsidy, but with almost an impossible condition: that this Paris team must be part of the top French league without passing through the lower levels, and all in the space of 6 months. PSG tried everything that was possible, but the French Football Federation remained unconvinced.
Council 3F, having discussed with both Mr. Pierre-Étienne Guillot and Guy Cresson, officially learned with regret that talks between RC Paris Sedan have failed and that it is impossible to admit Paris Football Club directly into the top professional tier. This is in accordance with the Federation's rules.
Permission was not immediately granted, as they had no membership nor youth academy behind them. They looked around Sedan and Rouen, etc., but none of them worked. There was an agreement with Stade Saint-Germainois, though, so that Paris Football Club could enter into the second division. It was extraordinary. That association between the two created Paris Saint-Germain.
Paris Saint-Germain was created with the ambition of reaching the top flight within 2 years. This marriage of convenience was even turned into an official club song by Annie Cordy. Come August 23rd of 1970, in the first official game, Bernard Guignadou opened the scoring, which Michel Proust has never forgotten.
We were in Poitiers, and 1-0 down, with just 10 minutes to go. We got a free kick on the edge of the box, and Bernard just went for it. He gave it some welly, and we equalized. That was Paris Saint-Germain's first ever goal. One could say yes. Looking back, nobody will check. Right into the top of the corner. It was a really well-executed shot.
Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.